Shrimp Fishery Master Plan Amendment Two, Chris Kim and Jason.
Formal review of that secretary ran from January 7th through 21st. We had 39 people attend. Commissioner Posey attended both the Washington and the Wilmington meeting. Comments received 19 in person, 229 online comments, and 6 through U.S. Mail. Comments prominently focused on potential management measures under the BICAT production management strategy, which included additional record controls, additional area controls, closures, continued industry collaboration, additional potential management strategies identified, focused on shrimp management and habitat, which included developing a lab-based shrimp fishery and addressing water quality concerns. And several individuals expressed interest on serving at these ACs. So your first action item today is to vote to approve the draft goals and objectives for Amendment 2. As you mentioned earlier, the Division took into consideration the Commission's August 2018 and February 2019 motions that list the potential goals and objectives for Amendment 2, as well as other areas of general focus. The draft goals and objectives are: manage the shrimp fishery to provide adequate resource protection, optimize long-term harvest, and minimize ecosystem impacts. This will be done through the objectives. Number one, reduce bycatch to non-target species of fin fish and crustaceans, as well as protect threatened and endangered species. Promote their restoration, enhancement, and protection of habitat and environmental quality in a manner consistent with the Coastal Habitat Protection Plan. Develop a strategy through the Coastal Habitat Protection Plan to review current nursery areas and to identify and evaluate potential areas suitable for designation. Use biological, environmental, habitat, fishery, social, and economic data needed to effectively monitor and manage the shrimp fishery and its ecosystem impacts. Promote implementation of research and education programs designated to improve stakeholder and general public's understanding of shrimp trawl bycatch impacts on fish population dynamics. Your second item, today is to provide input on the potential management strategies for Amendment 2. There are three general areas of focus that are identified as potential management strategies. They include bycatch reduction, shrimp management, and habitat. Bycatch reduction strategies may include additional day of the week closure, closed seasons, and road reductions, as well as closed areas. Shrimp management strategies may include reevaluating the strategies used to open existing special secondary nursery areas. Habitat strategies may also include identifying and closing critical fish habitat areas to shrimp trawling. These critical fish habitats will be identified using methods similar to those identified in the Coastal Habitat Protection Plan. And it also should be noted that the Division is continuing to work with the industry on developing new gear configurations to reduce bycatch in the shrimp trawl fishery. Beyond these strategies, other potential strategies may be considered depending on statutory requirements, available data, research needs, and degree of impact. So, as I mentioned earlier, two action items today are to vote on the final goals and objectives for Amendment 2 and provide a vote on potential management strategies. So, with that, we'll be happy to take any questions.
Okay, well, are there any questions to staff about what they presented today or about the goal and objectives?
No question. Just wanted to point out on the goal objectives in 2018 and 19, this commission made motions to direct us to look at focus and sort of objectives that would address criteria and the petition for rulemaking. These are not verbatim for those, but they are very closely aligned with it, and we took great pains to make sure that we could include those in our objectives to meet that call from the commission.
Anything else? If not, can I have a motion to accept the FNP goal objectives for shrimp fish and land plan number one. Two. Okay. Can we have a motion?
I'll motion.
Motion by Walter. further discussion on the goals and objectives? Not on the favor, say aye. Opposed? Passes without objection. Okay, now flip over to the next page of the national strategies that they're suggesting. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Any of these, what do you think you want to add?
I'll say the same comment I did about the other. As I said, you just let it, additional days of week closure. And you start telling people when they can't fish during the week, that's not a good thing. I don't care what fish it is. I mean, it's just, you can't dictate weather. If you're talking about a seasonal closure, open and close date, seasonal closure, that's something totally different. But you can't dictate people during the week, because you can get bad weather 3 days, they're going to work 2 days to make a week out of it. So that's something I would highly recommend you take out of the strategy period, is the days of week closure. You can see a seasonal closure, open closure, stuff like that, and not days of week.
Anything else from anybody? Mike, please.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I don't see anything about further work on gear modification work on here at all.
That's something we're considering working on right now.
Yeah, we have to get down there. I don't want that to end.
Oh, yeah.
So it needs to be tried again and continuing amendment two. That, I'd like that, some of that language put in there, maybe, and looking at the work group and keeping the work group going for, that's been a lot of headway made with that gear work, and that needs to continue without question.
Yes, sir. We are in the
problem with it. And from what I understand, we need to look at small boat stuff now. I mean, there's different size rigs out there huddled around in different places. Put emphasis on that gear work heavily.
Yeah, so we're actually scheduled to look at some small boats this coming year. That work's already planning stages for that are already being done. And would remind you, for the management strategy, two or more things we would actually develop issue papers on, or something like additional bycatch reduction devices. May not necessarily need an issue paper, it's just as long as they meet the mandate from the last FMP, as long as they meet those, then those are things that we can incorporate automatically. That's necessarily what we want an issue paper as part of the FMP to accomplish.
From an industry perspective of that, we definitely want to encourage continued development of further and further more efficient bycatch reduction devices. I mean, we've achieved the mandate of 40%. We've actually exceeded that. That's been published, and we basically testing outside now. We've basically eclipsed 50% more. Basically, confirmed that, but we'd like to see that kind of testing perhaps done inside the sound. Because right now, at this particular time, to my knowledge, we're the cleanest wild caught shrimp fishery in the world. I didn't go anywhere else in the world. We won't continue that production.
Okay, I believe with the extra comments that were added, that you all have approval of the Fisheries Commission for the national strategies. National strategies for shrimp that we're giving you. All right. Okay, you all have anything else for us?
No.